Good evening on this Good Friday. There is no other day that's more good than today. But if we think about celebrating Good Friday, we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why is today so good? Because if you think about it, today isn't feeling that good sometimes. Today doesn't feel that good. The beautiful portrait that should be our life hasn't turned out like we thought it would. It's not good when people disappoint us. It's not good when we face loss. It's not good when our hearts are crushed. It's not good when we experience loss. It's not good when we face the darkness and gloom of everyday life. So why is today good? If we're honest with ourselves, you may know the answer and you may know where this is headed. But the reality that we live in right here and now is that sometimes life doesn't feel good. It has the sting of relationships that crumble, that our happiness is burst with the piercing reality. We find ourselves wrestling, searching for goodness in the midst of all this gloom. Indeed, we're going to see today why indeed it is Good Friday. We're going to let God do most of the speaking today, and we're going to be in two parts of the Bible written about dealing with about 730 years apart from each other. One section that we're going to be in is the prophet Isaiah that prophesied about Jesus coming 700 years later. And what we're going to see is the people of Isaiah's time were just like us. They were longing for brightness in the midst of gloom. They were longing for light and life in the midst of oppression and turmoil. We see in Isaiah, this prophecy that was about the future is actually written in the past. It's called the prophetic past, and it is because it is so certain that this will happen that the prophets write it down in the past as if it has already happened. Just listen to this good news in Isaiah 53 about a promised suffering servant that will come to rescue his people. It says, yet, verse 4, it was our weakness that he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all. You see, 700 years later, Jesus is betrayed by one of his closest friends. That he is arrested, he's unfairly tried. An innocent man is wrongfully tried, and even the ruler that was making the decision, Pilate, his wife comes up to him and says, Pilate, do not touch this innocent man. I've been troubled in my dreams by him. He should not die. And Pilate knew it was customary of the time to release one prisoner. One prisoner that was guilty and deserved death to be released. And so he asks the crowd, he says, the crowd, who should I release? Should I release this innocent man or should I release Barabbas? Barabbas, a rebel that deserves punishment. And the crowd says they should release Barabbas and Jesus should be the one sentenced to death. A rebel, a lawbreaker goes free and an innocent man dies. just read in verse 24. This is in the book of Matthew, chapter 27. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that instead an uproar was starting, he took water and he washed his hands in front of the crowd and he said, "I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility." And all the people answered, "His blood is on us and on our children." And then he released Barabbas to them, but he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Jesus' sufferings went to the root of all human woe. Jesus, an innocent man, suffered and died for your sins and mine. The very thing that makes our world so cloudy and distraught, Jesus died for that. It was my sin that held him there. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We are that rebel that has been released because an innocent man has paid the price of death. Why is today good? Today is good because Jesus died and we live. Jesus died and we live. He died in our place. That is why today is good. Today is good because we are the lawbreakers and we have been released to live because Jesus has died. A sinless, innocent man. We deserve the punishment that Jesus took. And tonight, let's let that sit deep in our hearts and appreciate it as if this is the first time that you've heard it. And if you are here visiting with us and this is the first time you've heard this, this indeed is the message that will save your life. Not what I say, but what Jesus has done. Listen clearly. May we who have experienced the death of Jesus, the payment for our sins, be transformed deep down. There was a man in the 1940s named Maximilian Kolbe. And Maximilian Kolbe was a prisoner in Auschwitz, and one of the other prisoners escaped. And because one of the prisoners escaped and was caught, he was brought in, and 10 other men were sentenced to death by starvation. And as they named the men that were going to be killed by starvation, Maximilian steps up because he heard one man say, "Wait, I have a wife, I have children." And Maximilian Kolbe stood up and he said, "I am a priest and I would like to die in his place." And the guards said, "Okay." They took Maximilian away. They put him in the starvation chamber. And the whole time that everybody was suffering, he could minister with them, pray with them, and he lived out the message of Jesus. And he was the last one of the 10 to die. An innocent man died in the place of a guilty man. Why is today good? Today is good not just because Jesus died so we live. But he was indeed an innocent, innocent man that has died for a very guilty people. Look at Isaiah. It promised that this would happen. Isaiah says, and just listen to how he was treated. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream, but he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone, but he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. Jesus, the creator and sustainer of the world, Jesus, God with us, gave up his life. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was treated this way. And we see that Jesus was mistreated because Jesus died in innocence so that we can live in righteousness. Jesus died in innocence so that we can live in righteousness. That's why today is good. Look at how Jesus was treated in Matthew 27. It says, then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. And they said, oh, hail, King of the Jews. And they spit on him. And they took the staff and they struck him on the head again and again. And after they had mocked him, they took off the robe, they put his own clothes on him, and they led him away to crucify him. Jesus was mocked and insulted so that we could be restored to honor with God. Jesus was shamed so that we could be restored in an honorable relationship with God. Jesus was despised so that we somehow, undeserving, could be lifted up, reconnected with God. That's why today is good news. From noon until about 3 p.m, Matthew tells us, darkness came over the whole land, and about 3 p.m, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Not only did he face pain, not only did he face shame, not only was he innocent, but Jesus was abandoned so that we could be accepted. Today is good news. Today is Good Friday because Jesus was abandoned so that you and so me, anybody that trusts in the death and resurrection of Jesus, can be accepted in a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. That's why today is good. Verse 47 continues and says, when some of those standing there heard this, they said, he's calling Elijah. And immediately one of them ran and got a sponge and he filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff and offered it to Jesus to drink. And the rest said, now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him. And when Jesus had cried out in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. He died in innocence so that we can live in righteousness. That's why Good Friday is so good. Because we don't deserve any of what we receive because of Jesus' death. And we remember that tonight. As Jesus commanded his early disciples, so too we remember Jesus' death. We remember it with the bread. If you picked one of these up on the way, just hold this bread in your hand. And look at this bread. This bread reminds you of Jesus' body broken for your sin. This cup reminds us of Jesus' blood shed for our sin. We're going to sing a song together, and I want you to hold these elements in your hands. If your hands are full, put them on your knees. Just hold on to these while we sing. May we sing these lyrics as we reflect on the elements of communion. And these words, may we sing them out from our heart. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Thank you, Jesus, it has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my life, brought me from the darkness into glorious light. May we reflect that Jesus died in innocence so that we can live in righteousness. Just hold on to the elements and sing this song, and then I'll come back and we can take the elements together.
was a wretch. I remember who I was. I was lost. I was blind. I was running out of time. Sin separated. The breach was far too wide. But from the far side of the chasm, you held me in your sight. So you made a way across the great divide. Left behind heaven's throne to build it here inside. And there at the cross, you paid the debt I owe. Broke my chains, freed my soul. For the first time I have hope. Thank you. Come on, sing it.
Jesus,
the blood. Sing it, fellowship. Thank you.
Jesus,
he has
washed the water.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, you have saved my. Made inside my tomb of sin. You were buried for 3 days, and then you walked right out again. And now death has no sting, life has no end. For I have been transformed by the blood of the Lamb.
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, as we take bread now. Bread that reminds us of Jesus' body broken for our sins. Jesus' body that deserved to be our body broken. We are the rebels and we are the sinners, and yet he died for us. And Jesus commands his disciples to eat in remembrance of him. And so we eat not only in remembrance, but in gratitude that he's done for us what we can't do for ourselves. Let's eat the bread representing Jesus' body broken for our sins. We also take the cup representing Jesus' blood. Jesus saying this is the cup of the new covenant, commands his followers to drink in remembrance of him, proclaiming his death until he comes. We drink this cup, reminding us of Jesus' blood that was shed for our sins. The blood that should have been mine, that should have been yours. And Jesus died an innocent man so that we could live in his righteousness. Let's drink the cup together, remembering Jesus' blood shed for our sins. Father, how sweet is that? How sweet is this new life that we have in you, Father? May you help us to appreciate the death of your Son, our Savior, even more. Indeed, Father, may we be clear about Good Friday. Indeed, you are a good Father that has given good gifts that we can be in a right relationship with you. And we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As we take communion together, we still have to ask ourselves, communion is a celebration of Jesus' death. We've seen how death can be good, but how can an instrument of death bring life? We still ask ourselves the question, why is today good? Why is it good? Well, it's good because Jesus' death is not the end of the story. It's good, just listen to what was prophesied in Isaiah about Jesus. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Yet when his life is made an offering for sin, he will have many descendants. He will enjoy a long life, and the Lord's good plan will prosper in his hands. When he sees all that is accomplished by his anguish, he will be satisfied. And because of his experience, my righteous servant will make it possible for many, 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 many to be counted righteous. For he will bear all of their sins. I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. Today is good because Jesus died in innocence so that we can live in righteousness. Amen? Jesus died so that we would no longer be burdened with guilt, but because of Jesus, we are declared innocent. Amen? And we are no longer have to stoop in shame because Jesus has borne our shame. That we can be honored in our relationship with God. We don't even have to fear death because Jesus beat death. And because an innocent man died, we can truly live. And so as we look at life, and we look at the darkness of life, and we say, that's not the way life should be. And we say, you know what? What's so good? We know that Jesus has absolved our guilt. We no longer see death and darkness any longer. But Jesus can take death. And Jesus, an instrument of death, has brought us life. Because of Jesus' death, we can live. We can live in righteousness. Jesus died in innocence so that we can live in righteousness. So let's walk in allegiance. Let us walk in allegiance. Allegiance that is marked by repentance. Allegiance that is marked with obedience, doing what he's told us to do. Allegiance that is marked with diligence, obedience that is marked with love, obedience that is marked in dependence. May we be a people that walk in, as we live in righteousness, may we walk in allegiance. Allegiance to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Friday's good because Sunday is coming. Father, we thank you so much for the gift that we have in your Son, our Savior. We thank you for the blood applied. We thank you that we can walk in allegiance, that we can walk in confidence with you, Father. And now we take a turn in our time together and we look forward to the joy that we can anticipate on Sunday. That his death is not the end of the story, because our King has put death to death. And in him, we have life. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.